The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's not Carl and Linda this morning. This morning it's Trish and
Ted.
Ted and Trish Clark and Ted Leidy, and we're going to be here this New Year's Eve morning and bring in the New Year's with you, and we're looking forward to that. So if you're wanting to join us, you can jump on at 530-605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com and get all your thoughts out there. If there's anything you'd like to talk about this last day of 2014, I am really back in the age here, 2014, you can sure get in here and talk to us about it. And it's 39 degrees, cold and brisk and windy out there, sunny with a high near 52 degrees, north wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, and gusts up to 23 miles an hour. And I'm guarantee you they are gusting as we speak. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. And it looks like it's going to be cold and blustery for a while here. Not any foreseeable rain in the future, but we're hoping. Snowpack's looking good, though. So thanks for jumping in. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Trish. How was your holiday season so far?
It's good. It's almost over. That's good for me. I'm looking forward to starting. Get behind this holiday stuff.
Absolutely. We went non-traditional. We went skiing to Tahoe. We left on Christmas Eve and came back on Sunday.
You know what? We did too. A friend of mine, we went to Reno.
We were in Reno together. Where did you stay?
We stayed at the Peppermill.
Oh, we stayed at the Silver Legacy.
Yeah. We did a non-traditional, get away from family, not do Christmas. Sat in a piano bar, had a few toasts. Did a massage. Great Christmas.
It was excellent. The only thing that bummed me out was I wanted to stay long enough on Sunday to bet some football, but Lisa made me come home because she was missing her cats.
Oh, okay.
She was on the cat cam, watching the cats on the security camera.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, well.
Don't you love that?
I do. I love that.
So I couldn't talk her into even staying for one half.
Oh. But you could pre-bet.
Oh, I could pre-bet, but it's just not as fun for me. If I can't sit there at the bar, and play blackjack and watch the game, it's just so much fun. That's my favorite kind of betting.
Yeah, it is. My favorite kind of betting when I lived in the Bay Area, I used to love to go to like Bay Meadows and the horse races.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's some kind of fun.
Yeah.
I can really get into the.
It's such a spectacle.
It is, and it's fun, and I worked for a group of attorneys, actually, so I got into the country club. They had tickets up to the country club. So that was, sit there and have a cocktail and send your runner down to make your bed. It was fun stuff.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's such a spectacle. It's like car racing. It's loud. It has a certain kind of outside smell,
And yeah, great
excitement. It's loud. Oh, yeah, and it's very large and open, and everybody's excited about it, and it's very eventful. I think I bet that would be a lot of fun.
It is. It's good stuff. Anyway, so, the end of the new year, gosh, where did this year go?
Oh, man, I can't believe it. Just seems like yesterday we were having the elections.
Oh. Well, I had high hopes that maybe those elections, this last round specifically, had done something. I'm not seeing any great signs out of that Republican majority back there that gives me a whole lot of good feelings about great things happening next year.
You know what? I'm gonna withhold my comments until after the new year and everything gets in place and we really have something solid to talk about. Because, you know, right now it's back and forth and back and forth, and they're in lame duck. And, I mean, you know, they've got all kinds of stuff going on that they can make excuses for. So I'm going to let them make excuses for a little while longer. And then probably about the middle of the spring I'll start complaining about it.
I was real turned off about the first opportunity to perhaps put something in place to do something right after the first of the year, and Boehner kind of getting in bed with Obama and Reid and the guys and kicking the ball down the block for a year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That didn't give me warm, fuzzy feelings for how he's going to handle things coming up. But I think there's be a bit of a battle about whether he's going to be their leader or not. I think he probably will be, but there's going to be discussion.
Well, I think much like any politician, I mean, he's a politician, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that politicians are these natural leaders that are going to do the right thing for everybody all the time, especially their constituency, is really kind of outdated, unfortunately. We need to take a hard look at our leaders and make them, turn them into the leaders and hold them accountable for the leadership that we pay them.
They've given a really bad name to politicians. I always used to, people run and they say, well, I'm not a politician. Well, yes, you are by the very nature of running for office. That makes you a politician.
Absolutely.
So I never denied that, in fact, I was a politician. And I think there's good and bad in that whole scenario. Having said that, they don't think about us much after they get back in Washington, it appears.
Well, you know, I had a good friend of mine say to me one time, Ted, you can do good and you can also do well for yourself. That's okay. Right? So you can lead and you can do good things and do well for yourself. You may get less in the long run materially for you, but the bottom line is the good that you leave behind is worth that 10 times over. We have politicians who forget that. And, you know, being a retired Army Command Sergeant Major, in my opinion, it's because we have so many of our leaders that have not served. And you might say, oh, that's so narrow of you to say that. It's not true. The military is the Harvard of leadership, period. No matter what service you're in, the military is the creme de la creme of leadership organizations. And you can tell the difference instantly from a leader or a politician who has served and who has not.
Oh.
Take a look.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. And for me, it's very, very difficult to envision the person at the helm who is the commander in chief with not only no background knowledge, vision, anything about the military. I mean, he doesn't even really kind of like the whole military thing. He has the sloppiest salute I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, it's very foreign to him. Obviously, it's foreign to him.
Obviously, it's just not something he's at all comfortable with.
Right.
And to think that he's really the guy with his hand on the switch and picking up the red phone, so to speak, makes me just really queasy.
Well, absolutely. And at the end of the day, guys like me think, you know, you don't even have any skin in the game. You haven't served one day. You haven't slept in the ground. You haven't fired a shot in anger. You have done nothing except live on somehow. Have you lived through college, through grants and loans and whatever you did? And since then, you've been doing for yourself your entire life until you were elected to whatever office you're in, whether it's the president or whatever. And I'm not sure that's something to be all the way proud of.
Well, I agree with you. Now, obviously, I have no military background, and I really don't come from a military background family. No boys in the family to speak of. I don't have a large family. Having said that, we were a very patriotic family. I mean, we had the flag. My father, there was no disrespect about anything, and we were always emphatically involved in veterans organizations, and I have been all my life, because it was prone to me that the reason you have what you have, the country you live in, everything, boy, it's all about the military. It's all about those people who have put their life on the line to go out and represent you and give you what you've got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And make no doubt about it, if it wasn't for the strength of our individual soldiers and airmen and sailors and Marines and Coasties, let me tell you, this place would not be the same. I mean, it would be a different, landscape would be completely different. Do not think that there are not those nations in the world today who wouldn't love to have our piece of our little island here, so to speak, with all of our natural resources and all of our wealth that comes along with it. It is in place because of the strength of our military and those others, you know, law enforcement, fire, and other safety folks who actually protect us each and every day.
Yeah, no question. You know, my husband was served in the Air Force, Bob always spoke so highly of all the people that he met and the things he did. So we're going to take a break and pay some bills, and we'll be back in just a bit.
All right.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on Cardlock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Merry Christmas from Redding Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2014 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Owens Pharmacy at 720. When you have multiple prescriptions, it can be a hassle to run to the pharmacy. MedSync service at Owens Pharmacy adjusts your pill count. All your prescriptions run out on the same day. Make one trip instead of lots of trips. And if you can't make the trip at all, Owens can deliver. That's Owens Pharmacy. 6 locations right here in Reading. Open most locations Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Now back to Free Fire Radio with the TNT team.
And good morning. This is Trish and Ted, and we're joining you at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Thank you. Welcome to all the people in the chat room, KCNR1460.com, and give us a call at 605-4567.
Trish, let me tell you something. They got that guy running around down in Cottonwood.
Whoa, yeah, with a hammer.
With a hammer, yeah.
No gun, hammer.
Oh, they say he might have a handgun. Yeah, he's on the lam, just like the old days, Butch Cassidy and all that.
I know. And they had him a couple of times or spotted him or... What's the story on
that? It's the wrong day to do that. It's cold.
Oh.
You know, you might as well do that in the spring.
Yeah, it's got to be cold out there. And if he spent the night out last night, which, well, they maybe holed up someplace by now.
He's got to be at someone's house. Yeah. First thing he need to do is start checking his friends and family. That's where he's at.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. That's incredible. How about the two that arrested for not obeying the court order not to drive yesterday?
Yeah.
Do we have a file here at Free Fire Radio for the dumb criminal awards? Do you guys do that at all? Because it'd be fun just to go through them on occasion.
Who was it that started it? Here's your sign. Yeah. Is that Larry the Cable Guy?
That's no. That was Jeff. Was it Larry? No.
It was Jeff Foxworthy.
No, the other guy. What's his name?
Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall. That's
it. Yeah.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Bill Engvall. Yeah.
Yeah. Observers of humanity. Here's your sign.
Well, I don't know if it's so much an indicator of how stupid the criminals are or how stupid the system is that they'll walk straight out, get in a car and drive after someone told them not to. I mean, obviously, that's not a good use of funds.
Well, no, it's not. And there is no question that the system that gets into trouble a lot, they know that there is no room in the jail. So they're not going to jail if they get into that car. They're going to get another citation, and then they're going to get, you know, have to go to court again. But the bottom line, they're not going to spend any time in jail because there's no room in the jail.
Well, do you think that's the underlying problem? Because if it is the underlying problem, then when we go to, and I feel like we will, vote on another sales tax increase, I don't really think we need more cops. I think we need more jail space. So needs to be the message.
Well, and you know, see, there's the problem once again. I remember back when I was in office, and at one point, I think the city of Reading got this grant for all these new cops. And all of a sudden, they're out there, and I mean, they are arresting people right and left. Problem is, there was no corresponding money for the county, i.e. to provide jail space, district attorney time, prosecuting attorney, public defender, the court system, no money on the other. So that's a system. And you can't put a bunch of money into one part of it, i.e. a whole bunch of new patrolmen who can arrest people without shoring up the rest of the system that provides to keep them in jail and prosecute them.
I think it needs to be a conversation that has to be had. And in detail before we go with the message to vote for a new sales tax increase, because the bottom line is, as it stands right now, you could have 500 more cops. What are you going to do with them? I mean, arrest and let them go like we have been? Is that what's going to go on here?
Well, and here's the thing, Ted. I want that conversation, because this is just who I am when I think of a republic form of government, to take place among the people who have to do the voting. I want the city council, the board of supervisors, all three city councils to sit around with the sheriff and the people who have to make these decisions and enforce them. That's where I want the conversation. I don't want the conversation with a bunch of committees all over everywhere taking up a lot of staff time and making recommendations to the people we've elected. That's not a republic form of government.
I completely agree. I completely agree. If the conversation is had, it needs to be, number one, transparent and open. Number two, you have to get the chief and the sheriff involved. Both of those two are extremely mature leaders.
The Chiefs. We have one in Anderson as well.
The Chiefs. Right. Excuse me.
I'm countywide here, Tim.
I know.
And I'm saying, you know, what hits Redding, only half the people live in Redding. And the sheriff has responsibility for the whole county. So those conversations need to take place with more than, quote unquote, the city and the county. We have three cities and a county.
Well, it really needs to be, as far as I'm concerned, led by our executives in the law enforcement, capacity. It needs to be led by them.
Yes.
All the statistics, all the talking, you can get as many people as you want to on the city council to talk about something that they know very little about, and all you're really doing is wasting oxygen.
We need to educate them. You're right.
Get the message out there.
The police chiefs, the people on the street need to educate the people we've elected so they can make good decisions. But what happens so often is we have an issue. It comes to either the Board of Supervisors, one of the city councils. They say, yeah, we got to look at that. They throw it out to some committee that meets in the dark like a bunch of mushrooms for 6 months. And then they come back and make a recommendation to the people we've elected. The people we've elected still don't know anything.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And so then they start playing, well, who's on there that I like? And I'm sorry. I'm very critical of that whole committee system.
Well, I basically, it takes up time. And that's what we need to do is just burn enough time until we can all retire. Isn't that right?
Well, I think a lot of times...
We're just going to burn some time here and make some money. That's what we're going to do.
Well, you know, our local people are not making much money.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, overall, those committees at the state... And the federal level, they make big money.
Oh, yeah.
And many times nothing comes out of it. But hey, they're burning time and burning money.
They're meeting once a month and they're down there.
That's right.
But even, on a local level, they used to always want to set up a committee for everything. And they did it for a reason, because if you got a really hot topic that's tough to deal with, and people are in your face and they're in there screaming at you every meeting, the best thing you could do is turn that over to a committee and get it out from in front of you so those people stop coming in to yell at you about it.
That's true.
And then we have short memories as a public. If it dies down a little bit, we kind of forget about it and go on about our lives. And then pretty quick, 3-4 months later, they can bring it back, vote on it, boom, done. We got rid of that one, no problem.
Yeah, that's how this current administration leads. They go from scandal to scandal. Well, you forget about one, you know. I mean, we could count them up. Fast and Furious, IRS, Benghazi. I mean, the stuff just goes on and on and on.
Every time it gets too tough, boom, another big crisis hits. Take the focus off of that one.
I think they might be sitting in the White House saying, okay, look, we need a new scandal. So this time, hey, Harry, guess what? You're losing your job today because you're going to get into a scandal. I need 500 bad emails. Hopefully, maybe something inappropriate for children. Can you G that up for me so I can get rid of you? I'll promise I'll put you on my speech tour later.
I'm thinking if they have a plan, that's probably as good as it gets. I don't see any evidence of a plan there other than destroying this company, country.
We got to get them talking about something else. That's the thing. That's how they feel about it. So.
Yeah. Get them away, because I got a golf game this afternoon and I don't. How about that? The wedding.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
It just gets better and better. I mean, the bride, you don't mess with a bride's wedding. I mean, you know how much planning goes into that? I mean, and he can't play golf someplace else, or he can't play through, or...
I'm told that it was actually the Secret Service contingent security team who had made that move. Now, that's that, obviously, and I don't, let's put aside how we feel about the man. Let's consider the office and the security dangers that are involved here.
Yeah.
We're looking at an office, not an individual. Was the Secret Service a little overzealous? Who knows? I mean, even on a military base, it's an open environment that they have to maintain some control over.
Well, I do hear that, but when they booked that... A wedding didn't get planned yesterday.
Yeah, obviously
when they
somebody
that
didn't
golf
look in the
thing,
right spot.
They didn't figure out that there was a wedding there that just might be a conflict. Come on.
Let's look at what could have happened. If it was me or it was you, let's just say this. Just play fantasy role for a second.
Okay.
And we heard that we, in order to get on this golf course, that a wedding had to be shut down, what would you do?
I'd go to another golf course.
I'd say, hey, man, guess what? I'm about to get the story of the day in the news. Watch this. My golf day is canceled. Enjoy your wedding. As a matter of fact, come over and let me take a photo with you as I leave.
Well, the Secret Service's track record as far as their lead teams goes hasn't been exactly stellar in the last couple of years anyway. They've had some severe gaffes when it comes to advance officers apparently partying on the government ticket.
Guy, I got to go. See, I'm just, you're right. I should forget about the guy at the top, but it's hard to because all that stuff rolls downhill and it starts at the
top.
Yeah,
sets the theme. But you've got some people with some pretty heavy doses of hubris, not only at the top, but down the entire chain.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a great opportunity that he missed to have a great story. I mean, I might say, man, maybe that guy isn't so bad. I mean, that was pretty good of him to do that. But instead, I get to, you know, feel how I feel about him now, just like I always did. So, you know.
There you go.
There's that. And Bob, be careful about partying on the government's dime. I was in the Army for 22 years. I did some of that myself, probably.
Well, but yeah, but when the security team for the president is out there ordering up working girls and apparently putting it on their expense accounts.
That's not very bright, yeah, for one thing. Oh.
There is paperwork generated.
Oh, yeah.
This portion at 7:31 of Free Fire Radio brought to you by none other than Northern Firearms Instruction. Ten Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com. Or call NFI at 999-1822. Free Fire Radio will continue.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans. The nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner. And the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Spans the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for two adults and up to four children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
And here we are in North State Radio. Trish and Ted are ending up this year of 2014, talking about whatever is of interest to us. If you've got something that's of interest to you that you want to share on this final day of 2014, give us a call at 605-4567. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. We want to talk about anything and everything you want to talk about. One thing I want to talk about is you, those of you who still have that Christmas tree up, be real careful about whether you're putting some water in the bottom of that and watch those leaves and don't walk away with those lights on unattended. Had a bad fire, wiring fire up in Mountain Gate. Wiring caused the problem. Another thing that comes to light every time this time of year is about those darn 9-volt batteries. And what you're doing with those. We get a lot of toys and games and stuff that take a lot of batteries, and those 9-volt batteries, if they're just left alone out of their packages and in drawers where they can come in contact with any kind of metal or anything, they're really dangerous. And so we want to be real careful about all that kind of stuff, because this time of year we can have some big problems. And we always have a lot of fires this time of year that have to do with those trees and wiring and fireplaces and ashes that are put out and put in the garbage can. Think about all those things and see if we can cut down on some of those fires.
Funny you should mention that. I once burned my thigh because I was working on some wireless microphones, and I dropped the 9-volt, a nearly dead one, into my pocket. Apparently, it wasn't quite dead enough because it found the loose change in my pocket. Next thing I know, I'm, oh boy,
yeah.
Put on a show for the folks as I'm trying to get this thing off my skin. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, people don't think about that. And my husband used to always he was really cautious about batteries and would always remind me that, you know, when we'd store them in the RV or any of those things, that to pack them properly, you take them out of their packages. Don't be letting them just roll around in a box. Put some tape or something over the ends of those connections, especially 9 volts, because they got both parts on one end, and boy, you can get that instant combustion and big problems.
Well, and also, you'll go to get them later, and they'll be dead as a doornail.
Yes.
They won't have any power left, because they just sit there and discharge.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's exactly right. And one of the things I still do, and they say you don't have to anymore, but I store all the batteries, because I tend to... Everybody has a quirk, and boy, nothing irritates me more than if I have something that's not working and I need a battery that I don't have the right size. So I keep a good supply of batteries and I store them in the refrigerator.
Yep.
And they last forever that way. They say you don't have to anymore, but I like a good supply of batteries, because if I want that little bitty AAA, I want it right now.
It's the grandma.
It's the patience.
It's the grandma in you.
Is it?
It's always having to be ready, man.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're right.
It's the opposite of my 17-year-old, right? Let's get ready when I need it now, and I'm going to start thinking about where I'm going to get it. You think about it 2 years beforehand.
Because you never know.
Oh,
yeah.
You never know. Yeah, it's a grandma in you. Hey, so let's switch gears here real quick, and let's talk about how many new laws go into effect tomorrow. Just take a guess how many new laws were signed this year.
Well, there's over 900, I think.
Oh, you got me. Yeah. Over 900.
I was looking at it.
900 times.
Ugh.
I can't take it.
Well, I'm thinking, boy, I bet you they studied each and every one of them and know what the consequences are.
Well, look at the plastic trash bag or the plastic, you know, one-time use bag law. And
Now I'm going to tell you that I don't disagree with that plastic bag law.
Well, I don't disagree with it. I'm just saying I don't know if it needed to be as broad as it probably was.
Well, I just think they should never have had them to begin with. The whole deal of going away from paper and into plastic was a joke.
I think it was inexpensive. It was. I think plastic is probably much more less expensive than paper.
Oh, but not in the long run.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That was that whole deal about let's not cut down any trees.
Well, yeah. Now look, we're going to cut down a whole bunch more trees, but someone's going to make money off it because they're going to charge you by the bag.
Well, but you know, here's the deal. I'm all about cutting down the trees because it's a renewable resource. On my way to Reno this last time, speaking of renewable resources, those areas of that fire between here and Reno that they have replanted, oh my gosh, beautiful forests again.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Darn things grow back. A lot better when you cut them down than if you burn them out. But anyway, so new laws. Let's go back.
Well, today you have a chance. Today's your very last day to go to your local gun dealer and buy a firearm that is not on the Department of Justice safe firearm roster using a single shot exemption. What that means is your local firearm dealer who has a manufacturer's license can convert your firearm for you, sell it to you legally, and then you can reconvert it back however you like. Until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. You won't be able to do it after that. You can do it today. Put it on your dealer record of sales and put it on your 10-day and pick it up after the beginning of the year. But after tomorrow, you will not be able to do it. There are hundreds and hundreds of firearms available nationwide that we have been able to procure legally using that exemption. That exemption is now closed. But it all is not lost. If you get on the internet right now today, you can go purchase one. So I hope you do. There's a lot of nice firearms out there. I'm carrying one right now that I got through a single shot exemption. So, that is AB 1964. And after tomorrow, it'll be, law. The penal code will have changed and you will not be able to, import or sell a firearm that is not on the safe firearm roster in the Department of Justice.
I need to go to my gun dealer right after this show.
I mean,
I can always use a new handgun. Women can never have enough handguns or diamonds.
Well, you won't be able to get them after tomorrow. I know.
I need to do that today.
You need to do it today because after tomorrow, they'll be unavailable. I mean, hundreds of firearms.
Yeah. And that's like one in how many new gun laws?
There's only about four or five really strong, you know, famous new gun laws. They have the gun violence restraining order law coming into effect tomorrow. The gun violence restraining order new law states that with a family member or law enforcement, they can go to a judge and get a restraining order against your firearms. They'll issue a warrant and go pick them up out of your home if they can convince a judge that you are a harm to yourself or others. Pretty insidious law if you think about it, because I'm afraid it will become standard in divorce. Any type of divorce will become standard.
Boy, you read my mind, because there's certainly no question that as a parent or someone that you have a child or somebody that you can see has an issue all of a sudden and you need to get those firearms out of their possession, one would be hopeful that you could do it yourself.
That's what I was going to say. Whatever happened to the good old fashioned, I'm just going to take them from you.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I mean, and figure that out and go in and they got to sleep sometime, or maybe you take two or three of you I guess we get back to personal responsibility. We keep trying to pass enough laws that make us not responsible for anything.
And the problem is, It really only hurts the responsible citizens, because I'm here to tell you right now that those folks who commit, and you know, this was after the that mass murder down the Santa Barbara area. Remember, the law enforcement had gone to the home on a welfare check. The parents asked them to do something about it. They did not, because there's nothing we could do. The next day, of course, he goes out and uses a firearm to kill somebody. So,
yeah, but he used a bunch of other stuff.
Used a knife in a car. Why didn't they regulate those more?
Well, closely? He did, but knee-jerk reaction says, oh, I got a fix for this. We're just going to pass this law without even thinking about the unintended consequences, which is now you're causing an entire demographic of people to live in fear. I mean, really, think about me. I'm fearful. I make a living with my firearms. If something happened and somebody went and said, hey, he's a danger to himself or to others, and a judge would sign off on it, I would lose my living. I mean, think about it. I'd be homeless in a month. I've got no way to make a living besides with a gun.
Well, and I would tell you that this comes as it, when you start to age and you think about, gosh, maybe you just do something a little bit quirky and all of a sudden your son or your daughter-in-law or somebody in your family all of a sudden decides, whoa, I don't think she ought to have her guns anymore. She's acting a bit strange.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know, and boom, because they look at a statistic. A guy with, you know, a lot of guns in his cabinet and maybe he drank too much one night and yelled at his kids or what have you. Boom, all of a sudden they're going to take his guns away from him.
No process of law. There's nothing going on there.
And then, of course, the kids are being indoctrinated with that idiotic commercial PSA that came out of San Francisco. The kids are being filled with fear that the gun is evil, and if your parent owns a gun, they must be an evil person, so you must turn them into the state. Hello?
Yeah.
So are all these dots starting to connect?
A PSA is wrong on so many levels. I mean, first off, it shows a child taking a loaded gun to school. You know, leadership, in its most elementary tenet, states you don't show what's wrong. You show what right looks like. That's the tenet, right?
Yeah.
So you show him taking a loaded firearm to school. How irresponsible can that possibly be?
I mean,
it's just ridiculous to me.
Well, there's no question about the indoctrination of our children and the things that are going on in our school system and most of it's just not right. And so we'll go to a commercial.
And on that note, we want to tell you this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are a full-service jewelry store. They provide the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. They will also fix your watch. You got one that hasn't had the battery replaced in a lot of years. That's the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry, Hilltop Drive, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, which will continue after this.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
The light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a
and no, it's not. It's not Carl and Linda. It's Ted and Trish. And we're winding up this year, 2014. Next hour, we're going to have the newest councilman from the city of Anderson in the studios with us and find out what Baron Browning's plans are for his new elective office. It's 39 degrees in downtown Reading and cold and blustery, and the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793. And we've been talking about all kinds of things here this morning that are fun. And let's go back to some of those laws, Ted, that are coming on the books at us.
Well, we got AB 1609, which is the transfer of firearms purchased out of state. Starting 1 January 15, all firearms obtained or purchased out of state, even as a gift, must go from one licensed dealer to the next. So must go through a licensed dealer in the state of California. You know, if I went to Utah and my son lived there and he gave me a pistol or a rifle, I could just bring it into the state and go ahead and register it. Well, that no longer is the case. Now it must go from a dealer in Utah to a dealer in California and to do the transfer. Or both people must be here in the state and we can go transfer it at a dealer of our choosing locally, but both persons have to be there.
For a small fee and some taxes.
And a waiting period.
Well, the fee to bring a firearm in is sometimes around $150 just to have one shipped from one dealer to the next. Usually the dealer who takes it and gives it up will charge you $150 to do that. So you can add that on top of whatever the firearm's worth.
Yeah, they've learned a long time ago. I had an FFL license for years when I had my business, my metal detector business. Some of the people remember the detector lady of BTR detectors. And anyway, so when I had that, I also had an FFL license. And I sold ammunition and guns and what have you and in home. And I was all legal and had all the books and everything. Mm-hmm. And they flat priced me right out of the market because it just got to the point where they didn't want us people that were doing that in our homes or in our, you know, in home businesses. And I forgot the last time I renewed it, it was just exorbitant amount of money. And I said,
thousands of dollars, right?
And I just said, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. And that's how they do this thing. You know, if they can't get you any other way, then they do it with their pocketbook.
Well, what they're really trying to do is they're just trying to, circle the wagons on the firearms that they have in the state and then make sure that those are the firearms that, the only firearms that are coming in, and kind of control them. That's really what they're trying to do.
And you know, they're going to do is they're not going to make any of the people who are already using them improperly and owning them improperly change anything they're doing. What they are going to do is make a whole lot of law-abiding citizens into criminals. Because there's a lot of us, a lot of people, who probably aren't going to adhere to all those rules completely. I mean, if I'm in Nebraska and my sister gives me a gun that isn't registered any place in the world, how stupid would I be to come back here and register at the state of California?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So now, but if I was to do that hypothetically, and I don't have a sister in Nebraska, I want everyone to know, yeah. Then I'd be a criminal. Breaking the law.
Yeah. Penal code 11106, man. You're a criminal.
How stupid is that? So all of a sudden we're going to have a whole bunch of people out there who are doing nothing immoral or impractical or irresponsible that are all of a sudden going to be felons and misdemeanors, and we're going to be criminals.
Well, on its face, it's a misdemeanor, but there is a whole lot of situations surrounding it that could make it a felony. You could be in a commission of a crime, or you know, it could be a
Or somebody could steal it from you and be in the commission of a crime and now.
Or your uncle could have won it in a poker game in Susanville in 1912 and, you know, could be hot. Who knows? Who knows what's going on with that?
Yeah. Well, they don't, I think the important part of all this stuff, is that they don't change the behavior of the criminals.
Right.
All these laws, whether it gets down to shutting us out of the forests or passing a law that we can't do this and we can't do that, it just doesn't impact the people who didn't care in the first place. It only impacts the law-abiding citizens.
So here's another really good one, knee-jerk. SB 199, authored by our favorite De Leon. This bill would add BB devices and air guns to the definition of imitation guns and would require the entire exterior of the device to be brightly colored or made of transparent or translucent materials, which permit observation of the device's complete contents. So that means that every air gun on the market after tomorrow will be either bright orange or some bright color or completely translucent so they can see what's inside of it.
A BB gun or an air gun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get out. So what happens to the ones we've already got?
Well, if you own them already, you're free to have them.
Yeah,
because, you know, the California Constitution mandates that if they want to take something from you, they have to buy it. And, you know, they're not going to do that.
Okay.
So they grandfather everything in all the time. That's how your large capacity magazines got grandfathered in. They don't want those on the street, but they're not going to buy them from you.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. Boy, if you got any kids that don't have you don't have your grandkids yet. This is something you go to the store today. You buy every BB gun and air gun you can lay your hands on and stock them up for your future grandkids.
You'll put your eye out.
That's right. go stock them up in your garage because they're all going to change after tomorrow.
I absolutely am on my way to the store. I mean, somebody's got to have BB guns and air guns. How do you live without
absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I got one by every door in the house. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to picking off those,
cats,
squirrels and
neighbors' cats.
Trish, you better be careful. Your neighbors probably listening.
Haven Humane is going to be on me now. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, you better look out. You shoot one of those cats, they're liable to get one of those gun violence restraining orders against you. You know, because you're a danger to yourself or others or the cats.
The cats. I think you're right. Oh my gosh. I have to be careful and remember I'm on the air. I can't give away my secrets.
Yeah. Don't do that. So anyway, so that's SB 199. That goes into effect tomorrow. You want a piece of good news?
Yes.
I got two pieces of good news.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, first off, SB 808 did not pass, or actually it did pass, but it was vetoed by the governor. SB 808 is the bill that would have made it mandatory that we register our home assembled firearms, like our 80% lowers and, you know, right
the
now.
Black powder stuff and all that?
No, real center fire firearms. Right now, if I take a piece of aluminum and I mill it out and make a gun out of it, it's my gun. I don't have to register it. I don't have to do anything to it. They tried to pass a bill that stated I would have to take it and register it before I could possess it. Well, he vetoed it. I don't know why. Because that would seem like a no-brainer to me. Everybody expected that to go away. Right now, there's a huge market in what they call 80% receivers or 80% lowers. What that means is a company sends you the 80% piece of aluminum and the dies to drill it out. You drill it out, put it all together, and you have a firearm. The governor vetoed that. I'm not sure why. There must be something going on in the back office or something there because we really expected that one to pass, but it did not. So all of you out there who are building your 80% lowers or your 80% firearms, please feel free to do that as an American on American soil and feel good about it. I'll try to keep you updated.
Yeah. All right.
And lastly, SB 53, ammunition purchase permitting, failed also, which means you don't have to have a permit to purchase ammo. That went out the door also.
Well, and did he veto that or did it just fail?
It died on the in one of the committees.
And that, you know, that was a big threat. A lot of us were worried about that. I mean, if you can't, you know, they're making it very difficult to have the firearms, but having to get a license to buy 22 shells, that really put a hindrance on everybody, and that made for a black market that was, I think that was the big thing, I think.
Yeah.
That,
it could be.
It would have created a huge black market.
Absolutely. And I think it would have been, like you said, it would have made a lot of people criminals because the text in SB 53 stated that I couldn't even loan you. I couldn't even give you a round to shoot at the range.
Like, oh, wow.
If you didn't have your permit on you and I couldn't check your permit, I couldn't even give you a round to shoot at the range. So that I think that was a really onerous bill. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, break you time. Know what? It's break time. We're coming to the end of an hour, and we'll be back with another hour of Free Fire Radio, Community Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington, in Australia. Already ringing in the new year, it's 2015 in some parts of the world. Australia greeting 2015 with its annual celebration at Sydney Harbour. Fireworks lit up the entire harbour as more than 1.5 million people lined its shores to watch the big show. New Year's Eve celebrators in this country will encounter some cold weather depending on where they live, according to Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
For New Year's Eve, it looks like it's going to be cold across a good part of the country. There's cold air mass that's in place east of the Rocky Mountains and also a pretty cold air mass across the southwestern United States.
And Orovec says it will be a snowy start for the new year for many people. Las Vegas could even get a little bit of snow and freezing temperatures tonight. Bad weather has hindered today's efforts to recover more bodies of those killed in the crash of Air Asia Flight 8501. The plane with 162 people on board plunged into the Java Sea Sunday night while flying from Indonesia to Singapore. The number of Americans signing contracts to buy homes rose modestly in November as a strengthening economy helped to nudge some would-be home buyers. Housing has struggled to fully rebound since the recession came to an end 5 years ago. American workers are becoming increasingly convinced that their jobs depend on the Internet.
46% of those questioned believe the Internet has been good for their productivity. Only 7% think it has hurt. That, according to new Pew Research, nearly two-thirds of those questioned think email is important to their jobs, and landlines are still more popular than smartphones in getting work done. 35% say they are necessary. Only 25% depend on cell phones.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Not a bad start to the final trading session of the year for the major indexes on Wall Street. It is the Dow up right now by about 52 points, the S&P 500 up by 5, and the NASDAQ up 27 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze, maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
Britain's chief medical officer has acknowledged that Ebola screening procedures need to be improved after a nurse was cleared to fly, even though she had in fact come in contact with Ebola.
The nurse was cleared for flight home because her temperature, when checked repeatedly, was in the acceptable range and she had no symptoms. The process does sound to have not been as good as we would all want to see.
That's British Chief Medical Officer Sally Davies. Nurse Pauline Cafferkey flew from London to Glasgow on Sunday after helping with Ebola patients in Sierra Leone. Bad weather in the Adriatic Sea is thwarting efforts today to tow a fire-ravaged ferry to Italy. Authorities want to search it for more possible dead victims and investigate the cause of the blaze that killed at least 11 people. One prosecutor told the ANSA news agency that 98 people are still unaccounted for. It's not clear if they ever boarded the ferry. This is SRN News. More than just a slap on the wrist for a teenager accused of bringing a loaded gun to his northern Utah high school.
Authorities say the teen was angry after hearing rumors circulating about him and had planned to shoot a former girlfriend and others at Fremont High School in Plain City on December 1st. The 16-year-old has been charged in juvenile court with possessing a dangerous weapon at school, possessing a weapon with intent to assault, and carrying a concealed weapon.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The police chief in Edmonton, Alberta, meanwhile, says there is no suggestion of gang activity, but the city's worst mass killing is a case of what he called planned and deliberate domestic violence. Chief Rod Connect says a man with a lengthy criminal record killed six adults and two young children before taking his own life. Connect says that the man was well known to police and had a long criminal record. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio, your community radio station for the North State. And this is not Carl and Linda this morning. This is Ted and Trish this morning. Trish Clark and Ted Leidy.
Next time I want to be Carl.
Oh,
next
okay.
Time
Carl and you're Linda.
You're bossing me around, I know, and I'm tired of this dress. It doesn't fit me well. Next time I'm Carl and you're Linda.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
I even get to sit over there in Carl's seat.
Oh, okay. Well, hey. God, I see all these unseated things coming out this last day of
hey,
New Year's.
I could be the grouchy, crabby colonel. I'm good at that.
Oh, okay.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give me a call. You know.
You got that. Okay. Well, so, and we're starting off the day. And it's cold and windy out there, 39 degrees, and we do have a wind advisory in effect until December 31st and a freeze watch until January 1st. It's 39 degrees in downtown Reading now, and we're looking at patchy frost after 11 p.m. tonight and through the next few nights. And so be careful that you're covering up those delicate little plants and moving some stuff. Be sure you've got your pipes wrapped as well. Looks like that cold snap will be going away by Saturday or Sunday, so that's good. And the weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we've got a guest this morning in the studio with us now, Baron Browning, who's the newest member of the Anderson City Council. Welcome, Baron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Baron Browning. Who are you?
Well, I was, I was born in Oregon and grew up and graduated from a small town in eastern Oregon called Dayville and went off to college in North Dakota. And then after that, went in the Marine Corps and then worked for a company called Smurfit Stone and then another Fortune 500 company, Anheuser-Busch. And I have a wife.
Clydesdales.
Yes, the Clydesdales. I have a wife and a beautiful daughter that's 9, and her family
and
lives
in... She is a beautiful daughter.
Oh,
I love
thank
your
you. She is. She is. And we're very active in the community, as you know, with Rotary and Anderson Explodes, and anything else we can get our hands on as the year goes along. But my wife was born and raised and a graduate of Anderson High School, and her family lives here, and she said we're going to live in Anderson.
Perfect.
So here we are.
Yeah, and we welcome you, and we always love to have new blood in the community that wants to get involved and make some changes.
Thank you. Well, everybody says I'm new, but I've actually been here since 2006.
Well, but I mean on the council.
Oh,
on
yes,
the council.
Thank you.
So often, and it's not, and I'm not criticizing the people who are there, but new ideas come from somebody in a different state of the community. So it's great to have somebody that's lived and watched and been there for a while. So you know what's going on in your community and got interested because you thought maybe you could make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are. And we absolutely are.
Because the city of Anderson is poised well.
It is. It's a great community. Absolutely. There's a lot of outlying areas, as you know, to grow in our city. New development is going to be strong in the coming years as we come out of this recession. And Anderson is just poised to grow with that. And leading that, you know, it's just a trying time in our nation as we see it. If you read or saw the news this morning, they're planning protests in New York and LA and Chicago, as the busiest night of the year on the streets go forward. And I think Anderson with the sales tax initiative of the half cent, is poised to make a difference. We've already hired two new officers, and we haven't even received that money, but we're looking ahead. And the chief has put a strategy together, and the city council has looked at it and said, this is a great plan. Let's move forward and use all of that money that we think that we're going to get at this point for that and use it for community safety.
Well, and you know, in the first hour, Ted and I were actually talking about just that exact thing, and that's what we want to see in the rest of the county is the electeds and the police power at the top come together with a plan. The people of Anderson bought into that plan. They approved that sales tax and said, okay, and they did it on the 50% mark, which is the difference than the one that was put on in Reading where they really wanted to target it, and I think that's an important consideration that the citizens of Anderson actually had enough trust in the administration there that they went ahead and voted for it, knowing that you, in the bottom line, you guys, even though you had an advisory measure, you can spend that money any way you want to.
Absolutely, they could. They could.
I mean, the council could say, well, we think we'd rather give raises to whoever. You wouldn't be in office long if you did that.
Just before your term, right?
Yeah. Not even that, Rivera. Not even that.
Probably not, right. We'd be ousted, yes.
Yeah, we'd look at recall real quick, trust me. And I'd be heading up that whole initiative.
Well, you don't have to worry about that from my standpoint. But the great thing is we don't. You know, we didn't do that, and we're continuing not to do that as the new council came into session. You know, the agreement was that we do need to go forward with this, and that our public safety is the most important thing. The people were very outspoken when they voted and said this is the way they wanted it to be. Not only did it pass by the 50% and a little bit more, but the other measure overwhelmingly passed it, at least 50%. And I think as the city council, as we look forward, we have to say that's what they said, so we really have to do this. And we've not only done that, but we've put it all towards it. Everything that we think we're going to get, not just 50%, but 100% of it that we think we're going to get is going towards law enforcement. Now, as we look down the road and there's extra money and public safety is taken care of, if that's the case, then we can look at other things that we need to do in the city. But first, you've got to look at public safety and what the community wants and say, this is the most important thing that our citizens feel safe in our town.
And absolutely. And even I'll make one other comment, because even prior to the time that money started coming in or was projected to come in, they started looking at the process of putting those officers on the street.
That plan, yeah, came into effect even before it passed, which was great. It was already brought forward by the chief. He had a great plan. You know, and I got to commend the chief. He's done so much. You know, he had a trying time in the very beginning, but he's come out of that, and all of his officers are on board with him. They're moving forward. We just promoted Steve, let me look back here a second.
One of the officers.
He was our detective.
Uh-huh.
He just got promoted to sergeant. So now we have a fourth sergeant. And we have another officer, Officer Day, has now been promoted to that position. So, you know, we're filling our positions as we go along that were cut back by the recession, and putting those back into place with the money that we don't even have yet. Yeah. And so that's forward thinking, I think.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, I really like the way you approach this, because it seems to me that anybody could sit in your shoes and say, hey, look, here's where we're putting the money. We're just going to hire more cops. That seems to be the catch-all of everything. But the way you're talking about it, have you, and I'm just going to guess that you have by the way you're speaking of it, have you looked at the resources that you already had, and are you using those to their full extent? Have you exhausted that option? And if you have, tell me what that looked like, or have you had time to do that since you got elected?
Absolutely. Actually, I looked at it before. It's something that I was speaking about all along the way as we were going forward, is we had laid off, you know, through attrition, we had slowed down our officers. So through attrition, we had not hired any new officers. We are actually down 5 officers from where we were 5 years ago. So we took those officers first, and we say, can, you know, where can we put these guys? Where do you want to be? And that's what the that's what our chief did. He said, you know, where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? One of them said, you know, I want to work at the kids as an office, you know, as a resource to them at the schools. And so that's where he went. We had another one, obviously, that wanted to be a detective, and that's where he went. And so we started utilizing our inner, you know, the officers we already had to do the things they wanted to do to help our community. And then we went out as we went along, as the money, you know, as we, the sales tax came in, and we had a plan. We said, okay, now we're going to go and recruit new officers. One of the officers that we, both of them, one of them worked for us, as a 911 dispatcher, and the other one grew up here in Reading and went to St. Joe's. And so they're from our area, those new officers, and they were working at other departments and came back into and wanted to be a part of the Anderson Police Department.
And then the chief is very proactive with the volunteers in the community, the Neighborhood Watch Program, our Citizens Patrol Group that they're doing academies for and teaching people, getting people involved to be those eyes and ears of the police department to help. We're a small community, and our Neighborhood Watch Program is blossoming out. We have a very active one in the neighborhood that I and this all makes a difference.
Oh, yeah, there is no doubt.
Making those police officers go. And we're going to pay some bills right now, and then we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. They're great people. They took care of my heating and air system and did a great job on it. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it.
Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is the Ted who's Carl and Trish who's Linda.
That's right. Let's get it right.
That's great. And you are joining KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. If you'd like to get in on this conversation with our councilman from the city of Anderson, Baron Browning, you can call 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com and respond. And this is the last day of 2014, your last opportunity to get on the radio and have your opinion out there. So if you've got something to say, let us hear from you. So, Ted.
So, Councilman, one of the things that I'm always very interested in, and every time I pick up the paper, I'm looking for it, and that is solid metrics. Solid metrics that tell me and everybody else who lives in an area what the city council is doing and what the other public safety people are doing with the money that we're already giving them. That's why I asked you the question before I went to break. What have you done? What did you look at before you decided to go for the sales tax increase? And then what have you done since then, solid, that you can tell your people down there in Anderson?
Well, I think, you know, one of our biggest problems, and it's growing in every city in California, at least, and especially in our area, is the homeless. And so we had a huge homeless population that had built their facilities, if you will, behind preemployment.com, kind of in the center of town between the I-5s and that little stretch of land. And there was over 40 establishments in there. And this is over 6 months ago. The chief decided this is not appropriate in our city. We're having problems. We also had another big development that was up in the old Vineyards. Behind them. And so both of those establishments got attacked. We went in, we dispersed them. We tore down their facilities, huge messes for the landowners to clean up. But the landowners got on board. The city went to them and said, "Here's the problem in your, you know, on your property. We've got to get these people out. Can we issue trespassing? Do you want us to?" They agreed to do this. And so we went after these people. We now have a resource, an officer that's all she does is look at where the homeless. She takes in reports and they go out a couple times a month. I've been out with them twice now and they go into these homeless camps and, you know, they ticket them for being there, first of all, because we can do that. The landowner gives us permission. Plus, if you know there's a new ordinance in the city of Anderson, you can't overnight camp, thanks to our chief, in the city of Anderson. So now we can ticket them and remove them from that location because there is no overnight camping in Anderson.
And what is the end result in that?
It's dispersed them. We have very few homeless compared to what we had 6 months ago today.
As you go around, for them,
that
reached a
is
point,
unbelievable.
You know, we reached a point where every corner you went down to around, there were people there with their signs, with their, you know, you got out of a car to go into a bank, you got out of the car to go to a store, you were being accosted. And it got like, come on, we're a small city. That's not the case now.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, that's a good news story. And I know the residents of Anderson love to hear that also. Man, I mean, I'm getting emotional about it. That's leadership in action right there. Good for you and good for the chief.
Well, we have got a question from the chat room, and they want to know if the Anderson Police Department has a volunteer program to assist sworn officers.
Yes, they do. They have a very, very well-established volunteer program. In fact, I want to praise one of our volunteers because our canine did not have a vest that was appropriate for him to be wearing. This volunteer, who's been with us quite a while, stepped up and gave $1,000 and bought that vest for our canine Arrow.
And
so that's just a beautiful thing. But they're donating thousands of hours every year to this program, those volunteers are. And so if you want to get involved, go ahead and call the chief at APD during the day, of course, because you'll get ShazCom at night. But go ahead and call the chief and let him know that you want to be a volunteer in our city.
And they have classes that they put people through, because obviously we're not looking for people out there that don't know what their responsibility is. That don't know that there are rules and things they can do and things they can't. So there's a training program to go through. They're very good about – you see them out there, and it gives you a good feeling. I know when I'm coming home and I've been gone and I pass that car driving through my neighborhood, and that just gives you a good feeling that the guardian angel's out there watching over
you. Driving around our community. They're driving around our neighborhoods. They're out there. The volunteers are out there when school's going on, driving around the schools, making sure there's no weird activity going on. They're driving around our parks. They do this all day long and even into the evening. And so it's just a great thing. And all they ask is that you donate a minimum of 12 hours because, they're giving you a uniform and they're paying for your training. So they just ask that you donate at least 12 hours a month to this volunteer program if you want to be a part of it.
I think it's great. I think it's great. And I think it, when you see them driving through your neighborhood, I think it takes you back a little bit to an old school day when people volunteered. Remember, we opened the show talking about skin in the game?
Yeah.
People have skin in the game in Anderson.
That's exactly right. And, we are a small community. I mean, when I moved there in 1977, I believe the population of Anderson was about 8,500. And I think our population now is, about 10,000?
Yeah, we're just shy of 10,000, I believe.
And we're small. We're compact. We're not all spread out all over the place. So, the response time from our police department has always been excellent. Our fire department is going through a bit of a transition right now, and that's only going to get nothing but better. We just got a new fire chief that we're all very excited about, and some new people on the Anderson Fire Protection District Board of Directors, which is another hat that Barron now wears. But there's, we're working all together there. And so that public safety segment of our community is looking real good. Having said that, I want to jump to the other thing that positions the city of Anderson really well, and that is the infrastructure. A lot of the times you see a city, and they want to reach out and they want to take in a whole bunch of new area, but they really perhaps don't have the infrastructure in place to provide those services. It's really important. And we're talking water and we're talking sewer and we're talking those things that make it appropriate to bring and be able to extend those services. City of Anderson is in pretty good shape there.
You were talking about stats and what the public safety side does for it. I think it's also done this is, if you look at our housing growth lately, it's going upwards. The Homewood subdivision, which I live in, is building this past year 15 new homes, and they're gone. They're starting, now what I believe is phase 4, which is the backside of where I live, along Duracrane there. They're building all of that. They're putting all of that in. The old Vineyards, which is now Skyview, has started their new phase 1 of putting model homes up there. And going along with that, you have Tractor Supply, which is building. It's going to be opening in about March or April. You've got an AMPM, Dutch Bros that's going to be started the first of the year. And Cantica Foods is going out with us next week, looking for property to build, and put a location there in Anderson. They used to be here in Redding. And we have other businesses that have contacted us just, since I've been on there saying, hey, we want to look at coming. And I've met with a couple of them along with, Jeff, our city manager, to see what we can do to help provide them. And we have the Roseburg property.
That the annexation is now going forward.
The annexation hopefully is going forward. Yeah, I won't say anything to that yet. But we're looking forward with that. And that already has water and electricity. And so, Roseburg came to the city and they said, we want to annex into the city of Anderson.
And can be attached to the sewer district.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Those are the nuts and bolts, and you probably don't think a lot about it, but a lot of what stands in the way of people developing building companies is if they have to pay the full boot for that infrastructure, that stops. And the other thing is the ability to deliver it. And the city of Anderson has a unique and we're blessed that we sit over the main trough of the Redding area water basin.
Yes, we do.
And so our water, we've got great, you know, gosh, you dig a hole in your backyard and you're going to hit water in a regular year. So we're really blessed with that. We've taken the time to build our sewer plant and put it in good position and do those extensions over the years. We don't have our own power company, but PG&E is there. Infrastructure is important to expansion. We've got industrial parks, very successful. This is brag on Anderson Day, which I'm good for because I love my city. But we did the industrial park with Oxshoke. You know, the county built that, did it in conjunction with the city of Anderson at the appropriate time. It then annexed, and regardless of what people have said, that was the first real tax exchange agreement that worked to the benefit of both. I know I've been contradicted on that from time to time, but they need to do their homework because the county still maintains a tax base in that area.
Yes, they do.
Even though they annexed to the city of Anderson. And they will with Roseburg as well. So it is a true win-win tax exchange agreement that the city of Anderson has been able to do effectively with the county more times than one. But this is called pre-planning and working together.
That's right.
So on that note, we're going to take a break and pay some bills.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. It is man's last stronghold. It's where Carl gets his hair cut, and it's where I'm going to go get my hair cut. And maybe Ted gets his hair cut there, too.
A stylist.
You can do that.
I have a stylist.
You have a stylist.
Yeah. We've known each other since the 8th grade, so I can never leave her. Yeah, I'm not a real man, I guess.
Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio, which will continue after this. Our time is 8:30.
World was on fire, no one could save me but you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is United States Navy Captain John Brigelli, forward deployed with the U.S. 7th Fleet in Yokosuka, Japan, and proudly serving in the Asia-Pacific area of operations. I want to wish my family and friends in Red Bluff, California, happy holidays. Thank you for your support, and thanks to all Americans who back the U.S. Navy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more. Espresso Joe's serving caramel macchiato and other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
And welcome back to Community Radio, KCNR Radio, 1460 AM. And we've got Baron Browning with us this morning. This is Trish Clark and Ted Leidy kind of wrapping up this year. We haven't had a phone call, so you certainly got a question for Baron Browning, something you need to know, burning issue with the city of Anderson, or any other topic you've got. You can give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So we were talking about the infrastructure in the city of Anderson and the other things that that make a city a good place to attract business. The other most important part, in my mind, is attitude. Are we a can-do, we welcome you, how can we make you successful city? And I think we are.
Absolutely. I think our city infrastructure as a whole does a very good job of, entertaining new business, helping them see where they can be. You know, we're one of the last cities left in our area that has I-5 frontage. So if you look at that, we've got it, both next to Camping World. There's a stretch left there that's I-5 frontage that's perfect. We've got it on the other side of I-5. Both on the north side. And then, of course, you got the new Roseburg property. And there's still a piece left next to Walmart south. South of that piece as well.
And that's so, golden.
Oh, yes. Absolutely golden. And it actually sits on a little hill. Can you imagine the view to Lassen if you had that business? I mean, that's beautiful. And that's, I think, why Skyview looks so entertaining if you want to have a home. It's probably one of the best views we have in our county from where it sits atop because you can see both Lassen and Shasta from Skyview. And so it's a beautiful setting. And we have the infrastructure to continue to build that. We have, as you said, a great sewer system. I still want to look at, some of our electricity issues. And it's something I talked about as I was campaigning of how we get there and looking at alternative energies for our city. And I think we still have to do that. That's one of my top priorities along with, reaching out to new businesses. But we have a lot to go forward with this year.
You know, it's very fortuitous, too. And somebody made a good decision a few years back when they hired Jeff Keyser to be the city manager because he is a public works director and engineer. So
yes, he is.
Usually you have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for that kind of consultation. You've got it sitting right there on the staff. So good for whoever decided to do that. And he's a very talented engineer.
We've got a great staff down there, and with the addition of Mike Johnson at the police department a couple of years ago, he's, like you said, had a bit of a rocky start in the community, no fault of his, I think, but he's now proven his mettle, I think, to the community, and so I think there's nothing but great things to come. And we've got a good council now. Norma Komnick was returned to the council. Norma certainly has proven herself as a can-do council person. I think she's going to work real well with Baron and the existing members of the council and hopefully move forward in a real positive, attitude to keep that little city growing.
Let's just touch on that for a second. Everybody said that, she wasn't going to win and she was the top vote getter.
Always has been when
that's
she
pretty
ran.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Norma's a good friend of mine and has been for many years, but she's also a solid, can-do kind of person, a no-nonsense approach to things, very realistic and very conservative in her thought process and believes in getting the job done and being accessible. I think what I like is she's accessible to her constituents, and I have a feeling that Baron's going to be the same way.
You can contact me anytime. We're currently setting up to have emails come through the city. So we will have an email account that you can reach us out on. At the city, we'll have a city email account that you can reach us. You can always call me on my cell phone at any time. I was with Jeff yesterday, and we were discussing some other things that are going on in our city. In fact, some of that news came out this morning about the infant that died. Mm-hmm. And those are sad, tragic things in the city of Anderson. But our police force is all over, you know, looking into that stuff. But in doing so, a call came in that it needed to be taken care of at one of the residents there in the city of Anderson, and I went with them to meet the resident. They had an issue when they were building something. Jeff went out there personally, and I went with them, and those are the things that I like doing. I like going out and getting involved with our city, and I know Jeff does as well. He does a great job of that, and I see that with most of our city council, that in the short time, you know, the small 30 days that I've been in office, they've been out there when we had the flood. All the city council went out and looked at the flood and was helping with it and trying to figure out what was going on and how could we solve those, you know, issues in the future, not to let it happen again. And that's what I love about our city council and our city. They all get involved and they're all doing their part.
So in my mind's eye, right, I'm thinking, so here's a resident who's got an issue, some sort of building issue. You didn't go into it, but you don't need to, because I can still see the story. Here comes a city council member and the city manager pulling up into your driveway saying, how can I help you today? How can I get this fixed for you today? Let me tell you, just about brings a tear to my eye. And here's the other thing. Where'd you learn your leadership?
USMC.
Baby. Semper Fi. Just like I told you, that's the Harvard of leadership, the United States Armed Forces.
Yeah.
That's correct.
No, it's an important thing. And I know probably that there's a great deal of people out there in the audience going, okay, Trish, enough is enough about Anderson. But I think it's important to recognize that this is an issue. This is a countywide issue that this county has garnered a reputation for not being so friendly to business. We've had it splashed all over our front pages with some pretty big organizations that have had some trouble with the county, with the city of Reading, with organizations that we don't present a picture to the public out there that this is a great place to be and grow your business. And it's time that gets turned around, and I think Anderson certainly has not been a part of that problem to the extent the other agencies have. And I think they're leading the way to show that there is a better way to do business.
Absolutely, and I just hope you guys continue to do so. And I want to continue hearing the good news and the good message out of Anderson. It's very, very important to your constituency that you remain accessible. I think that's one of Sheriff Basenko's best characteristics or character traits, is the fact that you see him all over the place.
Absolutely.
I mean, that guy, I don't know when he sleeps, to be honest with you. He runs unopposed. As far as I'm concerned, he can run unopposed for the rest of his years, because he is always there, shaking hands, doing the right thing. His deputies work hard, and that's a good model to follow. Not to change the subject, because you guys are doing a great thing down there. I'm so happy to hear it.
And not only, we talked about Sheriff Basenko, because, see, we're going to do it again. He's also a member of the Anderson Rotary Club. You
oh,
know?
There we go.
So not only is he shaking hands, he's also a worker.
Oh, no, he's a worker. I mean, no
doubt. Touch on the Anderson Rotary, if I could just throw this in.
Sure.
January 10th is our annual crab feed at the Shasta District Fair.
Start of the crab season.
It is, yes. It's the first one that starts off all the year. Tickets are just $40, and you can call the Shasta District Fairgrounds to get, you know, tickets for that.
Or any member of the Anderson Rotary Club.
It's just amazing for the Anderson Rotary. You know, Sheriff Basenko's on there. We have the Chief of Police is on there. Our city manager is on there. We have city council on there. I mean, the Rotary does so much. And not only just, I'm going to help you out here, not only just for Anderson, but also for Cottonwood.
Oh, Cottonwood.
It is a Cottonwood, Anderson mutual thing. We have a lot of our Rotary members that live in Cottonwood, and we take care of Cottonwood as much as we take care of Anderson.
And the biggest partner that the Anderson Rotary Club has is because we also have another facility in the South County that is very unique, and that's the Frontier Senior Center. Biggest partner that we have is the Anderson Rotary Club. They started with helped me build that years ago. Been a continual partner. Meet at the Frontier Senior Center. Just put a new cover on our patio a couple of years ago. Big partnership that serves that whole South County, Anderson, Cottonwood, Happy Valley, the whole unincorporated area down there of our senior population.
Excellent. I think you guys might get a little population increase after today's show.
It's great. You know, I've lived there since 1977, and it's a good community. I appreciate the fact that Carl gives me an opportunity from time to time on his radio station, Carl and Linda, to kind of shout about the South County and how important it is. And Anderson has always been a good partner with Cottonwood and the South County area because it's just a natural flow, Happy Valley and everything. So we serve that population down there. A lot of us, I mean, I have friends that they live just outside the boundary of Anderson, but they're Anderson. You know, just like the people around here, you know, they identify with Redding even when they live in the unincorporated area. But that's a big part of our community. A lot of good things happening down there, and it's a nice community to live in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, what else is going on in Anderson, Baron?
Well, let's talk a little bit about our new chief, Chief Waggle. You know, came from Arizona.
Anderson Fire Protection District.
Anderson Fire Protection District. And a lot of people don't know that the Anderson Fire Protection District is not part of the city. It's its own entity. And so it gets its own funding from, you know, taxes and parcels and businesses. And so over the years, at least my view anyway, is they were kind of ran separate. And what you're seeing now is with Chief Waggle is they're kind of coming back together where the city and the Fire Protection District are working together again. And those things are coming together where you're going to see those two entities, including our law enforcement, all working, you know, together for the same common goal. And again, I keep repeating it, but it's for the protection of our citizens. And that goes for all of the greater Anderson area, because the Fire Protection District covers a lot more area than just the city of Anderson. It goes outside of that zone in what will now be the new Roseburg annexation. They'll cover that as well.
So they go all the way to Cottonwood. And it also covers out into Happy Valley area.
That's correct.
There's an area out in Verdivale that is not part of the city of Anderson.
Yep. And up 273, towards the Redding area and into the, county area as well.
So, and it's one of the old established special districts that this is no longer available to any organization to get a share of that property tax dollar. That was all spread out years ago when it's distributed, and the Anderson Fire Protection is a special district, has its own elected board of directors. For a long time in the back history of it, the Anderson City Council served as that special district board of directors. A few years back, they separated, and that was a good thing, to give them their own elected board of directors that was accountable just for the fire department. But then someplace along the line, the separation got too wide, and they actually started conflicting with each other. This new chief, I think, is going to bring that back in. We've got some crossover. I concur. It's time that the citizens recognize that department. We need a little support there.
Yes, they do.
There's some funding issues that the Anderson Fire Protection District needs to address. I'm excited about the new chief there. I was fortunate enough to be on the selection committee, and he stood hands and, I mean, just he was just the best. We all agreed he's going to do great things for the city. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back with the final segment of Free Fire Radio.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Sam Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of adjustments is to relieve the pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by a slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
So how can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialist a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check us out online at ShastaSpine.com.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And at 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on KCNR 1460, this portion of the program for Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on the weapons, or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark and Ted Leidy, and we're here this morning with Baron Browning, councilman from the city of Anderson, and we're talking all things great about the South County and the important things and the important part that it plays in Shasta County. And want to just one final remember about Anderson before we move on with some other stuff is that this Sunday coming up, that's the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, first Sunday of every month. Invite all you people to come out. Great homemade sausage gravy and pancakes and French toast and a great group of people to serve you. And Mr. Browning and his family are usually there, and we put him to work every once in a while serving as well.
So. You betcha.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of stuff down there. And if you've got any questions, please jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call. Got 10 minutes left at 605-4567. Burning issue for the city of Anderson.
I just want to say this, too. You know, we talked about that I'm accessible, and this is my cell phone number. I'm going to give it to you right now, 530-776-4964. Again, 776-4964. And if you got issues, please give me a call, and we'll see if we can't walk through those and figure out the right people to get to you to see if we can't figure those out, whether they're, you know, a building issue or you've got a law enforcement issue or you've got, you know, people next to your house that are doing things you don't like, whatever it is, and you don't feel like you're getting attention, give me a call and I'll be glad to call you up. In fact, the day I was getting sworn in, I hadn't been sworn in yet, I had a gentleman call me that morning and reach out to the city of Anderson. They gave him my cell phone number. He called me and said, this is my issue. And I addressed it on the spot.
Excellent. It's an exciting thing. For those of you who have not served at the local level, I did it for 20 years. And I got to tell you that is a great thing. Because one-on-one, you honestly can make a difference in a person's life. They can have something that is a big issue to them that the rest of the world doesn't care about. And you, on a one-on-one basis, can make that better for them. It's exciting.
Absolutely. You know, we had a huge cat population in the Homewood area in the subdivision that's in front of me. And we got them in there to try to help alleviate that issue with them. And it wasn't just one cat. There was tons of them. But I understand we have a caller.
I think we do. And we're going to all right. Billy Bob is going to give us our phone call for this morning. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, Trish. Great job as usual.
Thank you.
Enjoy listening to you.
And Ted, good job. We're going to have to give you your own radio program. But anyway,
thank you.
Hey, listen, I got a question for the councilman there. Do you have your open comment session before the meeting or after the meeting?
Yes, we have it before, yes. And I don't see that changing, at least in the city of Anderson. It's not an issue for us. Please
right.
come down
so,
and...
So your comment on the city of Redding's boondoggle up here. So, again, congratulations on your election and best wishes. And let's keep Anderson leading this whole area on how to do business correctly.
Well, thank you so much. And last of all, Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to all of you. Thanks again, Trish, for all your good help on the radio program.
All right. Thanks, Billy Bob, for calling in. Okay, so no, I think it is. We wanted to end this note, or this year, on a positive note. And I don't think there's anything that we could do better than to say, you know what, that we can do things better as a county in all of the jurisdictions. And I think the city of Anderson is kind of leading the way on that. I've always been, I mean, when I got on the city council, it was the city county. By the time I spent 4 years, it was the city county and, oh, yeah, Anderson, because I finally got them to recognize that we actually had two incorporated cities. Now we have three. And I just, it's a proud community. I've lived there for a long time. They are doing things the right way, and it's not hard. You just have to adopt that attitude as how can we help you be successful? Because if we entice the business community to expand and prosper in our communities, it helps solve all those other issues we're looking at. It's called a tax base, ladies and gentlemen. And if there's lots of money coming in, then there's more money and more revenue for we can have cops and jails and the whole system that keeps everybody healthy. But it's all about money. Follow the money.
Well, and the attitude comes from the top.
It absolutely
it comes
does.
From the top.
How
and,
can
and
we make you successful?
You don't realize that if you touch somebody, how many people they tell, right?
That's right.
And if you don't, how many people they tell? I mean, it's they're either complaining or they are praising you, one or the other. And
word of mouth.
And they want to do business in those communities. And in a world where service is so hard to get. Right. You make a phone call and you have a phone tree with 8 or 10 push buttons to get to talk to somebody. It makes a huge difference when you get service immediately. And I mean, it really affects you. It impacts you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how can I help you? Oh, my God. What a concept.
And if we don't believe that businesses talk to each other about where they're building, if there's already a business there, they go talk to them before they even look at coming to the city of Anderson. If they say, yeah, it was a great experience. They help us walk through us. They help us with our permitting process. They helped us with this tax portion for year one on this. And so they talk to each other, and that brings other businesses into the city. And that's what's important for me is getting out there and letting them know what we have to offer.
Yep.
And the timeline.
Let's talk about that for a second, because the city of Anderson is 30% less expensive on all those fees than any city or county around us.
There you go. And the timeline. How long does it take to get where you're going? City of Anderson's planning department has a...
6 to 9 months
there
is
you
what
go.
It's taken for the last two businesses to come in the city of Anderson.
Wow. Okay. Now, the last business that established itself in the unincorporated area, 4 years. Hello? 4 years before the Planning Commission. What's the other big black eye that we've got? Oh, gosh. Anselmo Vineyards. Oh, that was a great story. Some guy comes to town, invests $30 million, and he still hasn't got his problem solved.
Yeah.
Really? 8 years later?
Yeah.
So,
I want to end this show in 2014 on a good note. First thing I want to ask, I got one more question for you. Is Baron Browning your real name or is that a stage name?
No, that's a real name.
That's what your parents gave you that name? Baron
yes, they
Browning?
Did.
That's really
yes.
cool. That's
Thank
hip
you.
As heck, man. I just want you to know that.
Right? I don't know if I can stage yeah. that to be a politician, but.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's catchy, you know? It's almost like a country music name. I'm Baron Browning.
Thank you.
The man, the myth, the
sing?
Legend, the song.
No, I don't.
So, secondly and lastly, the National Wild Turkey Federation is starting its annual youth turkey hunt. We take applications from any youth between 12 and 15 years old. You can go to the website, my website at readingccw.com. Just fill it out. It's free of charge. We're going to select our youth. We select 25 youth in the community to go turkey hunting. I also am in need of hunt leaders this year, guys who can take youth out hunting. Contact me at 999-1822. I'll send you a volunteer packet. We'll get you involved with the program. We draw our youth out on the 4th of February. We take them through hunter safety, hunter's shotgun clinic, hunter's turkey hunter seminar. Then on the opening day of turkey hunting season, each and every youth that's selected gets a hunt leader. They go out to a private ranch that's donated by one of our landowners. And then they harvest a wild turkey. It's a great program. We finish up in May with a banquet, with a turkey calling contest. We give away shotguns. Many, many businesses donate to the program. It's a premier program that I'm proud to be a part of. And contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 to become a volunteer.
And I would love it if my grandkids lived in the community. Baron, final wrap-up words?
You know, I just want to thank all the public that voted for me and helped me get into office. And, you know, I hope, you know, I just hope and pray that it, you know, you continue on, we continue on this path as a city, and we continue to do the right thing, and we don't get strayed. Because that's the important thing. We've got to work together as a city and continue on this path of making our city that much better. And if that's our goal, we'll make it.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, I want to just finally say how much I enjoy being the co-host on Thursdays on this great radio station. Such a great opportunity and privilege to be able to reach out to you as a community. And from me, I want to wish everyone a happy, holy, and prosperous new year. And we'll see you next year at Community Radio, KCNR Radio, 1460 AM.
Happy New Year. Go Ducks.
Happy New Year. Go Ducks.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Seven bodies recovered so far off Indonesia where the Air Asia jetliner crashed in the Java Sea. The BBC's Clive Myrie in Surabaya, Indonesia, says the rough weather has been hindering the search.
Obviously pinpointing the main body of the aircraft, the fuselage, will mean that a speedy investigation can begin into exactly why this plane crashed. And it also means, of course, that the grieving process can begin properly. Bad weather actually has played a part in stalling the recovery and salvage operation. But a number of bodies have been recovered so far.
There were 162 people on board that plane. Well, here it comes, 2015 on the way. The New Year's already arrived in some places. Ringing in the new in New Zealand, Japan, and Australia. At midnight in New York, a million people could pack Times Square for the iconic ball drop. Security will be tight.